Lotus FM News with Navita Gajraj.
12 o'clock, good day. Community members have blockaded a road between Ladysmith and Peacetown in the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands with rocks and stones. Reports suggest the residents are protesting because they have not had electricity or water in the last few days. Police spokesperson Thembeka Mbele says police are at the scene and no damage has been reported so far.
We are informed that about 8 people, not too much. They've closed the road using the stones and are complaining about service delivery. They don't have electricity or water in some areas. But the police are there at the area. There are no damages to vehicles or any injuries. But the road is still closed. We advise that the motorists may use the alternative route.
Meanwhile, an interministerial committee of the security cluster probing the latest incidents of violence in KwaZulu-Natal is meeting today with police heads and the team investigating the murders in Durban. Police Minister Bheki Cele, Minister of Defence and Military Veterans Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula, Minister of Justice and Correctional Services Michael Masuta and the Minister of State Security Dipuo Letsatsi Duba will meet with them behind closed doors. Last week, President Cyril Ramaphosa appealed again for an end to political killings in KwaZulu-Natal after a spate of deaths in the province in the recent weeks. The latest killings claimed the lives of ANC branch treasurer in the Oshabeni branch, Sifiso Cele, and the Moses Mabhida regional convener, Musa Wenkosi Makata Mkunu. Both were gunned down at their homes. To the courts now, and Cape High Court Judge Siraj Desai says it's unlikely that security was breached at the D'Souza estate outside Stellenbosch when members of the Van Breda family were hacked to death. He's delivering judgment in the trial of the triple murder accused Henry Van Breda. The 23-year-old Van Breda is accused of killing his parents and older brother with an axe. He claims his family was murdered by an axe-wielding intruder. Judge Desai agreed with the state's argument on the intruder.
The accused confirmed that he never felt insecure, unsafe or threatened by living in the estate. They slept with open windows without burglar bars and keys in the doors without security gates. The back door was even left open or unlocked sometimes. The court is in agreement that it is highly unlikely that the security was breached by an intruder from outside the D'Souza estate.
And wrapping up, South Africa's former Deputy President and UN Women Executive Director Phumzile Mlambo Ngcuka says delivering the Thabo Mbeki Africa Day lecture will give her the opportunity to highlight the role that the country can play at the UN Security Council, as well as how women are disproportionately affected by conflict. Mlambo Ngcuka is to deliver the lecture to commemorate Africa Day this Friday.
This opportunity will enable me to tell South Africans about the important role we can play in the divided Security Council to bring the issues of women to the center, because the Security Council is responsible for peace and security. And we know that women are disproportionately affected by conflicts that are ranging around the world.
That's the news at 12, your top story. Community members have blockaded a road between Ladysmith and Peacetown in the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands with rocks and stones. Reports suggest that the residents are protesting because they have not had electricity or water for the last few days. I'm Navita Gajraj. More news at 1.